new story here about more suffering. This is a story about suffering of Amorayim. The first one is Reb Chiya bar Ava Chalash. Reb Chiya bar Ava got sick. Ala gabei Reb Yochanan. Reb Yochanan went to visit him. Amarlei, Reb Yochanan said to Reb Chiya bar Ava, Chaviven Alechi Yisurin? Are you enjoying your suffering? More above the Messiah says, a tzaddik supposed to be, we actually saw it previously actually, a similar idea, but it says explicitly, you see that a tzaddik is meant to be makabli Yisurin Ma'ava. So he's asking you, are you accepting Yisurin Ma'ava? I don't know if the pshat here necessarily is Yisurin Shel, you're supposed to be makabel with love. I don't know if this is talking about Yisurin Shel Ahava or not. Although, we did see a minute ago, an amr ago, that Yisurin Shel Ahava only work if you're makabel them midas, like an asham. So I don't know, it's not clear what the pshat is here. Either way, he said, are you enjoying your suffering? The Marsha learns that the problem was they were suffering so much they couldn't learn Torah, whatever, they were too weak or too sick to learn Torah. So, his response was, Amarle, Lohein, Velos Kharn. Not interested in them, and I don't want their reward either. I'm not interested in this business. I'd rather be healthy and leave this far to someone else. Amarle, son of Yochanan said, okay then, Havli Yadcha, give me your hand. Yahivle. So, Rav Chiya bar Ava gave him his hand. Vokme, then he got up. Rav Yochanan was pulled out of bed, and that was that. Healed. Kind of like that. So, now another story. Rav Yochanan Chalash. Rav Yochanan is the one who got sick this time. Allah Gabe Rav Chanina. Rav Chanina is the one who visited him. Amalei Chaviven Alechi Yisurin. So Rav Chanina says, Rav Yochanan, are you enjoying your suffering? Amalei Lohen Velo Scharn. No, thank you. I'll get rid of them and the Schar. I'm not interested. Amalei. So that now Rav Yochanan's in bed, and now so Rav Chanina says to him, okay, so Havel Yadcha, give me your hand. Yahai Velei. So Rav Yochanan gave him his hand. But look, mate. And Rav Yochanan got out of bed. So now the Gemara says, wait a second. That's a fancy trick, but we know Rav Yochanan knew that trick already. Rav Yochanan pulled the trick off right in the previous story with Rav Chiya bar Ava. So there, Amai, Lokim Rav Yochanan Nafshi, let him take his own hand out of bed. What does he need to get, you know, the magic trick from someone else? Amri, so they say, this is what they say, Ein Chavush Matir Atma Besa Asurim. A Chavush, someone who's a captive, can't free himself from prison. Which I literally means if you want to do a jailbreak, you need someone from the outside. But I think obviously, this is obviously teaching a basic insight that it's easy to, I don't know if this is like a psychology story or a medical story, but the point is, let's talk psychology for a second. You know, if you can talk someone to feeling good about themselves, that's not the exact story here. That's true, but if you're in the hole yourself, you need someone else to talk you out of it. You need someone from the outside. When you're in the pit, so you can't do it yourself, you gotta get someone else to get you out of it. So, that's that. So, fine, we'll do one more little story here. One continues on. Rabbi Lazar, the gears should be Rabbi Lazar, to Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar Chalash, Rabbi Lazar got sick. Al Gadei Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan came to visit him. Chaze, Rabbi Yochanan saw Dehabe Kagani Bebeis Afel. He was sitting in a dark house. Remember, we saw this word, Beis Afel, we had this already Lashon before. Remember, by Kriyashma, to be useful to know when the third watchman ends, living in a dark room. So you see, he was in a dark dungeon of a house. So Galiad Ladare, so he revealed his arm. Rabbi Yochanan was so beautiful, it's like, his arms, his skin like shone. So let light in the room just by pulling up his sleeves. V'nafal Nora, so like light fell in the room. Chazia, so now Rav Yochanan got a good look at Rav Elazar, and he saw Dehava Kabachi, he was crying. Rav Elazar. Amrle, Amai Kabachis, so Rav Yochanan said, why are you crying? Imishum Torah Dele Ashpat, if he said you didn't get it, if your problem is you just didn't collect a mass enough Torah, you don't have enough Torah, so then, Shaninu, don't worry, we learned already, Echad Amarba Ve'echad Amamit, it doesn't matter if you do a lot or a little, what does matter, Shiachav and Liba L'Shamayim, do what you can do. That's a lima that's learned out of, for Karbanos, because it says that Reich Nichoach, you know, the pleasing aroma applies both to the mincha, which is like flour, the of the tamid, as well as the tamid, which is the mincha, flour, as well as to like an ola. An ola is like a big animal, it could be a bull, it could be a sheep, whatever it is. So you see, it doesn't matter. Hashem cares about your intention. So what are you worried about? V'mishum mazoni, if you're crying because you got such a bad, you know, financial predicament, you're suffering economically, you have no food. Local adam zochel l'shtei shulchanos. Not everyone can merit two tables. That's because all they're saying, the two tables of Torah and also wealth. So okay, so you're a talmid chacham, so you're poor. That was your lot. V'mishum bni, and if what's bothering you is you have no kids. Dan Garmat Dasara Beer, here's the line. This is the bone of my 10th kid. He says, don't worry, I know where you're coming from. I've left 10 myself. Amarle, so Rav Elazar says, no. You know why I'm crying? Lahai Shufra Dabai Ba'afra Kabuchina. I'm crying because that beauty, meaning you, the beauty of you, Rav Yochanan, is going to end up rotting in the ground. That's making me very upset. Kind of like that. Amarle, so Rav Yochanan said, Al Da, for that, Vade Kabachis. That's a good reason to cry. the kabachu travai, when they both cry together. It's such a poignant, beautiful Gemara. The ultimate tragedy of existence is that even if you're tochel kabar like Rabbi Yochanan, you know, the matzah of the world is all of hesed. It's all ending up in the dirt. It's the old tragedy. I mean, that's right. So, indeed, they cried. And hachi dachi. But after a while, you know, Amrle Chabinu lechi Yisurin. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Listen, so Rabbi Lazar, listen. Are you happy at this Yisurin stuff, or you want out?" Amrle lohen v'lo scharn. No, thank you. I'd rather do without them. I want out. Amrle havli yadcha. So give me your hand. Yahavle. So Rabbi Lazar gave him his hand. Yahavle yade gave him his hand. V'ukme, and he got up.